This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're a unique online community of faith. You can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that a little differently. We spell it CHRCH, Church Online. But we say that all that's missing is you. Think about it, churchonline.com. This morning, I want to take us to a place in history. Today is an anniversary. It's a sad but significant day in U.S. history. It was April the 12th, 1945, 79 years ago today. Our country was still at war. The war in the Pacific was raging on. Things were starting to wrap up in Europe. Franklin Roosevelt was our president, who had been recently elected to an unprecedented fourth term in office. His newly elected vice president was Harry Truman. The two men rarely spoke over those few months between January and April. FDR was so involved in the war effort, and Harry Truman was working things in his Senate office. And at 5 o'clock on that April 12th, 1945 day, Harry Truman got this call from the White House. "They need you at the White House immediately, Harry." He raced through the Senate. They said he literally ran through the Senate and jumped in his Mercury without any security at all, and he fought traffic to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Two ushers were there waiting for him at the North Portico. They escorted him towards a small elevator that took you into the family quarters. Eleanor came out and said, "Harry, the president is dead." The most significant day, and worried so many people because they didn't know a whole lot about this senator from Missouri. Did he have the same leadership qualities as FDR? Could he lead this nation during a time of war? And of course, we know the story. He led the nation very well, but in that day, in that just faithful day for Harry, they called his wife Bess over to the White House along with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Harlan Stone, without any fanfare, without any news media. They found a Bible and they swore Harry Truman in as the 33rd President of the United States. And interestingly, the next day he went to the White House and then about noon headed back to the Senate to take care of some things. But he gathered together a group of some of his friends. He'd been in the Senate for a decade, and he gathered together friends and he said to them, and this is a quote, he said, "Boys, if you ever pray, pray now. I don't know whether you fellows have ever had a load of hay fall on you, but they told me yesterday what happened, and I felt like the moon and the stars and all the planets had fallen on me." That's a direct quote from Harry Truman. Think about that for a moment. The great president, Franklin D. Roosevelt, who served, again, an unprecedented four terms, the most popular president, a man who took the nation through the Great Depression and into World War II, just served in an amazing way and considered a great leader. And now Harry has to take over for this incredible president, this popular president. Would he be able to do it? Did he have the right stuff? That, when I heard this moment in history, it reminded me of several transitions like that in the scripture. Probably one of the biggest is Moses. When Moses died, he knew it was coming. God told him, and he appointed Joshua, and he stood Joshua up in front of all of Israel and told him, "Hey, my time has come, and this is your new leader." And then God spoke to Joshua and gave him, at the beginning, Joshua chapter 1, those words that we probably know so well, "Be strong and courageous." Let me read that to you, Joshua 1, 6 and 7. "Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do all according to the law which Moses my servant commanded you, and do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper in whatever you go." So God's words to Joshua, this incoming new leader, taking over for a popular and strong leader. Would he be able to do it? according to God, there's a couple of things that are required. Be strong, be courageous, follow his word. You could make that argument that Harry Truman was somehow cut from a similar cloth as Joshua taking over on that day. He would lead our nation courageously to see the end of the war in the Pacific and the rebuilding of Japan and Europe both. But one of the things you may not know is Harry Truman did know the scripture very well, and he said prayer was such an important part of his life. One of the evidences is right after President Roosevelt's funeral, he called together a joint session of Congress, and much of the speech that he gave was about the continuing war effort and the things that he would do. And most of that was written by speechwriters. But the ending was so important to that speech. The ending was written in his own hand. And he said, again, here's a direct quote. He said, "At this moment, I have in my heart a prayer. As I have assumed my heavy duties, I humbly pray to the Almighty God, in the words of King Solomon, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy great people? I ask only to be a good and faithful servant of my Lord and my people." Again, the words of Harry Truman, a man who knew the scripture and a man who was about prayer. And you notice he quoted there those words from 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. When King Solomon finds out that he is now king, God comes to him and says, What do you want to pray for? What do you want to ask me for? And those were his words. Give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. But those who are able to judge, who is able to judge this great people of yours? And God blessed him because he didn't ask for riches or long life. He asked for wisdom and courage and strength and the ability in the same way Harry Truman did. Again, it reminds me this day. There's probably people listening today and you have been hit with a load of hay, as Harry Truman. No, bigger than that. You feel as if the whole sun, the moon, and the stars have been loaded onto your shoulders. You're maybe a little stressful this day, maybe a little challenged this day. No, you feel a big weight this day. If that sounds like you, then remember those things. Remember the things that God said to Joshua. Be strong, be courageous, trust him, follow his word. Those are still the same things. It was true in Joshua's day. It was true in Harry Truman's day. And it is true in our day.